Good morning and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. We're back today to talk about guides and guardian angels, how all of that works, and some of our experiences with those relationships. It's vital to our well-being and expansion that we acknowledge their presence and establish the connections with our higher dimensional guidance, especially now when the world seems to be in complete chaos. I don't honestly know any other way to maintain clarity and peace besides a daily practice of stillness and meditation, and Linda's gift for our listeners today is designed to help with that. Life is good, and sometimes it takes a reminder to really feel that. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. Yes, and I think it does take reminders sometimes as we look at some of the craziness that's going on upon the planet. But,
yes.
You know, staying connected with our guides and our guardian angels, and I tend to use those terms interchangeably, is so important, and particularly now more than ever. But sometimes people don't fully understand that connection or how it works. And so we thought today that we would change it up a bit and really have that discussion.
Yes, and it's an important discussion because I've come across a number of people, maybe from the inbox even, who express that they don't feel anyone around them, they don't get any answers back, and all that sort of thing. And what I would say about that is that we can step into the shoes of the child and just pretend that they're there and assume that they're there and act like they're there because they are. And, you know, that's a good way to start the relationship.
It's absolutely a good way. In fact, this whole idea for today's show was triggered or catalyzed by one of our listeners who had written in and who had had a channeling or a meeting, I guess, with her guides. And the guide had talked about her being the holder of the roses.
Mm.
And the point is that our guides, whether it's through a channeling with somebody else, or through your own meditation, our guides give us so much information to not only understand them and who they are and how they're working with us, but with information about ourselves and the, really, as Jesus would put it, the magnificence of who we really are. So they're always giving us these clues, and sometimes we either ignore it, forget it, or think they're just talking prettily.
Florally?
Florally?
Floral
we think that they're just we think they're just being florists.
Yeah.
And we tend to overlook it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That just choked me right up.
Oh,
so
no.
Maybe where we could start is just talking about who are these beings, you know? And they do appear to us in different ways. But I think most of us have, and certainly people who are listening to this show, although we always broadcast the information out to the entire collective, and wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if everybody on Earth started working with their guardian angels?
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But our guardian angels and our guides are beings, often angelic, even if they don't appear, shall we say, with a set of wings. But these are beings that have been with us since the very beginning of our existence.
Hmm.
And people, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a primary guardian angel that is called a control. And the reason the Council of Love uses that term isn't because they ever control us. They never interfere with our free will. But it's because they are the primary gatekeeper, and they control who has access to us. So right off the bat, we get this sense of wonderful protectiveness. But if you think about it and you go back, like what, millions and millions and millions of years, when we began to emerge from the heart or the womb of the mother, there were beings who joined us and who decided at that time that their service to the mother was to be our guides and guardian angels.
Our team.
And yeah, it's massive. And that never changes. I mean, talk about when we go back home, when we go back to the other side, when we're in between lives. That's who we hang out with.
Yeah.
And usually our guides or guardian angels don't tend to incarnate unless there is a lifetime or a situation that is so massive that one of them will come into form. Now, what I've seen over the years is that most people tend to have a group of between 5 and 7 primary guardian angels. And guardian angels, when we're using this term, it's those beings that are completely assigned, dedicated, committed, and crazy mad in love with you. They don't serve anybody else. You know, as a channel, so often when we're either doing these shows or when people, you know, are having individual sessions, they want to talk, I will say respectfully, to the big dogs. You know, they want to talk to Archangel Michael or Jesus Ananda,
the heavy hitters,
or the Buddha. Yeah. But imagine that they're basically often overlooking that group that surrounds them 24/7, that's there just to help them, just to help them, us, with this earth walk, with the fulfillment of our mission. It's like, it would be crazy not to use them. Well, and especially now.
It's true. I have to say that I haven't, it's been quite a while, or maybe I never have. Sometimes I'll ask for a specific guide or have a conversation with a specific guide. That does happen, but for the most part, I just see them all as one group, actually. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of different collectives, but it's all the same thing. They're all going to be saying the same thing, basically, maybe in a different way, a different characterization, a different, you know, like on Earth, we have the different levels of engagement. You know, indigenous cultures around the planet, they all, on the energetic level, okay, on the traditional, you know, symbolic, literal, mythical level, they're all different. But on the energetic level, it's all the same. So it's the same with our guides, in my estimation, that, you know, if you were to ask a particular guide by name for advice, it wouldn't be so far different from the advice that you would get from someone else from the higher realms.
Yeah. The only thing is that even like with a friend, because that's what your guides and guardian angels are friends,
right,
is that sometimes, and different guides take on sort of different realms of responsibility,
mm-hmm,
but of course they're a unified whole. But we all have friends that will talk to us in certain ways and in certain patterns of languaging,
right,
that we really understand and that really touch us deeply.
Right.
Because if it's your best friend, it's like they know you.
Mm-hmm.
They know what your strengths and your, you know, picadillos are, and they know how to reach in and touch your heart or how to motivate you.
Right.
So sometimes when we're going to the Ascended Masters or the Archangels. Their job isn't that they're not with us constantly, because they are, but their job is more of a universal, global, omniverse nature. So often when they're talking to us, not that they can't address personal issues, but they also talk in a bigger perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sometimes our guides, I know when I key in, and we all forget about our guides. And then when we get in trouble, we think, oh, my God, help me. So it's like when you go to them and they can tell you, you know, well, this is your pattern. Do A, B, C, D and get on with it. Or I can help you with this, but I can't help you with this. You know, you've got to do this piece. So it's really important and worthwhile to, whether you're doing it as a circle, and very often, you know, I always post the archangels before we do one of these shows. But then inside that circle of protection, there's another circle that I see of my guides. And when you begin to work with them, it's like any kind of friendship. You get to know them more and more deeply, and you, that love, you know, that love and trust and connectedness just builds.
So I have a question for you. I'm a big reader of the signs in nature. Birds fly by. What are you thinking about when the bird shows up or whatever it is? What direction is it going in? All those sorts of things. What would you say? Okay, when such a thing happens, and it's a clear message that I receive, do I need to pin that to a certain guide? Is it my guidance showing up in the form of a bird and influencing that thing for me? You know, like, how does that work? What do you think?
I think that our guides can assume all kinds of forms.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's necessary, you know, when a hummingbird shows up, to necessarily pin it down, oh, that's so-and-so. Like, my primary guide is Nathaniel. I had no idea about any of my guides. I grew up with the concept of guardian angels, but I had no idea about any of my guides until I had a near-death experience. But I don't think it's necessary. I think the whole point of it is that you pay attention to the form that they took and what you feel, what you intuit, what they're trying to tell you. Because that's the other thing. We were talking about this before this show, Susie, is that you said, you know, and one of the reasons we're talking about this is that a lot of folks say, you know, I'm doing my meditation, I'm doing my prayer, I'm doing my ritual, and that's your triad. But I'm not feeling anything. I'm not hearing anything. I don't know anything. But I think one of the first steps in terms of getting to work and to know your guides is to figure out for yourself, like, what's your mechanism or mechanisms for perceiving, you know, because I know that when my mom shows up, she always shows up as, she used to wear bluegrass perfume. She always shows up as bluegrass, like this huge floral scent. When my dad shows up, it's always Virginia tobacco.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So they can show. So what's your way? I mean, do you have a really strong sense of smell?
Right.
Is color really important to you? Does nature talk to you? Do you just have that knowing in your tummy? Or do you hear a message, like, do something, like that voice out of the blue? Like, what's your method?
Right, exactly. 'Cause
some people don't hear.
Well, you know what? If we just pay a little bit of attention, okay, I will give an example of, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. We have, let me see, this little window bird feeder, okay? We put it on the window, and unfortunately the squirrels get it. But at one point we had it outside on our kitchen window, and I'm standing in the kitchen with my daughter, and we see this tufted titmouse come up and just hover, okay, right around the bird feeder. Not sure exactly if he wanted to land or whatever, but that's what caught Miranda's attention, okay, and I pointed out to her that the fact that it caught her attention, okay, we have to pay attention to what we notice. If it catches our attention, there's something about it. So that particular situation was this bird is hovering, and that's what she noticed. So hovering is about holding space while you're waiting for your next thing to show up, your next direction to take place. And it's just to be okay with it, which is, you know, what I would love for my daughter is to just relax and with the not knowing, okay? It's so horribly uncomfortable not knowing what your thing is, but, you know, if we pay attention to the signs around us, it becomes a lot easier to go through this.
And the other thing is that if a little tiny bird, like that bird, the titmouse, or a hummingbird can stay still, basically, mm-hmm. and hover, like, what a message to us. It's like if the littlest creatures can do it, then of course we can. Like,
yeah.
they're hovering and they're giving us such encouragement. And such a sense of, you know, you can do it too. So, you know, when we teach classes, for example, part of the starting point is always like, who are you, right? And again, like, how do you perceive? What's your soul ray? What's your soul color? Well, your guardian angels usually travel with you on the same ray, on the same color. So if you're drawn, for example, to blue, no, chances are you have a really strong connection, obviously, to the mother and to Archangel Michael. But very likely your primary guardian angels are also coming in on those rays. So sometimes you'll be really attracted to the blue sky or the silver of rain or the, you know, the green of grass. So it is a matter of really paying attention. And it's as simple as you said, Susie, sometimes simply pretending, but allowing. Like, do you take a moment and say, who's here?
Yeah.
And then go completely silent and listen.
I also have this very silly practice of, okay, so I'm somewhere in my house and I want to go somewhere else. Say I'm in the living room, I want to go to the kitchen. Which path to the kitchen am I going to take? And then I'll do this little nanosecond of check-in, and then I'll get, okay, well, it could be like the path this way to the kitchen is lit up with gold, or it's just the energetic pull that I get to go that way in the kitchen. It's not an epic level decision. It's a little decision, but it's practice on listening to guidance. Which way will I go? No big deal, but it's practice.
It's practice, and then when you get that nanosecond, because sometimes it's that fast and that brief, it's actually doing it as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're always asking for guidance, and you never do what's suggested to you, because that's all it's going to be is suggested.
Right.
And you never do it, well, then what's the point of asking?
And sometimes we get the guidance without even asking.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, you know, and really it shows up in different ways, okay? So for you, it feels like you get words, okay? For me, it's just an idea. Like, I get this idea in my head to do something a certain way, or, you know, conduct my life in a certain way. For example, at one point I was feeling all achy in my joints and my elbows, and I couldn't squat for like more than 4 seconds without really having pain. And I did some research and I found out that the acid level in my body was too high. So I started taking alkalizing minerals and adding drops to my water. And it made a huge difference. And of course, the pain went away. And that was guidance. That was just an idea that came into my head. This is how you do it. Or, you know, my cat is sick. Get an idea in the middle of the night. Colloidal silver is going to be the thing. Guidance comes in so many different forms. It could be you're overhearing a conversation or watching TV. It's just, you know, it's pay attention. Pay attention and be available, like you said.
And our guides use all of those forms to talk to us. They have no limitation. It's not as if you have to come and sit down and have coffee with them, although that's really nice, or green tea, Susie. but you have to be aware and to be willing to go to that level that, you know, you're really not alone. You're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not there to, that help isn't there to interfere with you or override you, except we've all had those situations too where they've, you know, pulled us out of a dangerous situation or avoided a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also there just for real practical things. I have two guides that I constantly ask, what am I supposed to eat today?
Yeah.
So, and it's just really practical, like what am I doing to build my body or to be, you know, at the level I want to be. And they're always with us. That's the thing about your guides. They never, ever leave you. They may be taking different forms, but they're planting ideas. Songs on the radio are huge.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Numbers on the clock, repeating numbers.
Yeah.
Huge.
So many different things. There's so many different things.
Yeah.
And parking space shows up, you know. It's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I often say, Susanna, can you get me a spot? And bang, it's there.
It's true. It is true. We always get what we need, okay? So like we have spoken of many times on these shows, this is a trust walk, okay? Can we just relax? I would just, you know, pray for everybody to just relax. It's going to be okay.
And to trust. If you're not trusting, then you're not going to trust the guidance you're receiving.
Right, right.
And to really pay attention to what, not only how you're being guided, but what you're being told about yourself. For example, our listener that asked about what does it mean to be a carrier, I believe, of the roses. I mean, the rose, you know, you can think, like, what the heck does that mean? But the rose is the symbol. The rose is the Divine Mother. It's also Mary Magdalene.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, different shades.
Right.
But, yes. And so if you're carrying the roses, that means that you're carrying that energy in physicality of that divine feminine energy. And that tells you a whole pile about who you are and why you're here upon the planet.
Mm.
You know, and it's not just when I'm doing my quote-unquote sacred work, because it's not something that we can turn off or on. It's to touch on earlier conversations that we've been having. It's to carry that knowingness, that sense of being in everything you do, think, are, and how you behave, what actions you take, how you interact with others.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, okay, so I should probably say one more thing before we get into the meditation. We are inviting people to send us their questions. You could send it into Contact Us in the Golden Age of Gaia. You could send it into our Heavenly Blessings Facebook page as a private message if you don't want to write it on the page itself. But, you know, give us your questions about guidance and our guardian angels and all that sort of thing, and we'll bring them to the show.
Yes. Until such time as we get to be back on the call-in level, that's how we're doing it.
I
and
know,
so we really do.
To.
Yeah, but we also want to hear from you because this is part of us journeying together in this level of discovery.
Yes, yes, yes. It's you know, we're like in new territory now anyway. It's a beautiful
We
thing.
sure are.
We are. Okay. All right. So are we ready for a big, beautiful, juicy meditation?
Yes, we are.
All right.
This is a meditation to meet your own personal guides, for you to begin to know and be able to work with your sweet guides. So you know the routine. Relax. Sink into your chair or the bed or the floor. Take a nice deep breath of that sky blue. And the summer grass green. And the cardinal red. And let's throw in canary yellow. Sink into your heart. And welcome this opportunity to meet your guides. As we begin, it's a summer morning, one of those perfect, perfect summer mornings when you wake up early as the sun's just crossing the horizon and the birds are just beginning to sing. You go outside and feel the freshness of the day, the sense of promise, the fullness of the sunshine, the richness of the energy of summer, a time of flourishing. You decide to go for a walk. As you leave your building, or go down your driveway, you notice that your street has changed, and you realize that today you're on a quest. You have traveled interdimensionally, particularly into the fourth and fifth dimension, the dimensions of magic and alchemy and wonder, of change. And you know that you are going on a journey to meet your guides. You have felt them and perhaps even know them. And you have certainly felt their assistance throughout your entire life. But your heart's desire is to know them more clearly, more deeply. To have that kind of loving, sacred relationship that you yearn for and that you know in your heart that they also yearn for. You're walking down your street, but it's become a country dirt road. And as the sun is rising in the sky, you can feel the warmth on your face, your hair, and you can feel the still slight moisture in the air. It's very quiet. You can hear the bumblebees, the rustle of small animals on the side of the road. You can feel the slight movement of the flowers, the buttercups and dandelions, Queen Anne's lace. The sky is china blue, and you breathe the air deeply. While you are anxious and somewhat excited, you're also peaceful in your heart that this is a time that you choose to go more deeply and communicate with your guides, your guardian angels, your friends. Because that's what they are. your best friends. You go a little further, and there on the rise, on the brow of a hill, you see a perfect little storybook cottage. You know that this is the place you've been looking for. So you walk up the pathway. It's edged by stones and all kinds of flowers. You go to the doorway, to the portal of this cottage. And even though you don't know who lives here, you know that this is where you are meant to be, where you've been guided to. So without hesitation, you open the door and go inside this magnificent cottage. Go ahead. Now pay attention and look around you. Note the floors, the wall, the ceilings, the light, the furniture, the scent in the air. And even though it's really quiet, there is sound in the air as well. And you can hear the birds singing outside, beginning their day. You notice to the left, there is a staircase, a beautiful old staircase, old wood gleaming, not only with the smell of beeswax and polish, but simply by the sheen of human touch over many, many generations. Go deeper and breathe and decide to go up this staircase quietly and gently, but knowing full well that this is your plan. You reach the top of the stairs, and there are several rooms, but you choose to go into the last room at the end of the hallway. When you get there, you notice an old bronze plaque that says your guides, so you know that you've come to the right place. Gently open the door and go into this room. Although it's beautiful, it's rather sparse. But there are some wonderful French dormer windows that are open, allowing the breeze to flow in and caress your skin, to scent the air. In the middle of the room, there is a beautiful old table, a cherry wood table. Cherry, the wood of peace, the tree of peace. And on one side of the table, there is a chair. And on the other side of the table, there are three chairs. With an instinctual knowing, you go and you sit in the single chair. There is nothing else in the room, although it's painted a beautiful color, the color of your soul, Ray. Relax and breathe. And look around the room. And as you do, you notice in the corner, the far corner on the right-hand side, there's another door. And you think to yourself, that's a little strange, because you thought that led to the outside of the house. But you're not concerned. You're simply enjoying and trusting in this adventure that you've designed, that your guides have designed. Now go deeper. Deeper into your relaxing, into your knowing, into your heart, and allow yourself to drift. In your heart, in that wonderful place of love, ask again for your guides that belong only to you, no one else. Ask for your guardians to come this day to introduce themselves, that you may come to know them in all their wonderful forms and variations. Ask them to come to you right now. Go ahead. Open your eyes. And the air seems wavy, as if it's charged with energy. And it is. For you are in the place of magic, and you have left the old third far behind. You see the door, the mystery door, the far right-hand corner open, and there is a being coming right through it, walking towards you, with the most incredible smile of welcome on their face that you have ever seen. Radiant. Pay attention and allow. What does this being look like? Do they appear human or angelic? Or a star being? What is the color of their hair, their wings, their eyes? What do you feel or perceive or sense that they are wearing? Feel the excitement in your heart, in your body, because you know your request has been answered, and this is your guide. This is your primary guardian, and he or she is walking right towards you, their arms wide open. You're a little nervous. So rather than running and embracing, you lean across the table and embrace them that way. As you do, right now, your wonderful guide identifies themselves. They simply say, I am. And you see now the two others have also walked in the same way of beautiful radiance, gentleness, kindness, sweetness, with love that radiates from them directly to you. You feel slightly overwhelmed, but this is what you have asked for and dreamed of, a conversation with your guides. So you lean over and embrace the two new guests as well, as they share their name with you. I am. I am. And as they say their names, you feel the familiarity, as if you have known these beings, these angels, these guides, Native American or Star Chief. You've known them always. You invite them to sit down, to talk to you, to tell you, to share with you more about who they are. You can smell their fragrance, their essence. Breathe in. You see their auric field. You can sense their beauty, their innate goodness. Now I want you to listen closely with your ears, with your third and fourth eye, with your heart, with your tummy, with your knowing, because your guides have a message for you this day. Listen with your entire being. Listen. This is important information just for you. And you feel that wonderful circular exchange from heart to heart, smile to smile, eyes to eyes. Reach over and take their hands. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Speak to these beings, these wonderful beings that have been with you forever. Talk about your heart's desires, about what you've been hoping and praying for, what you've been asking for help with. Express yourself, the truth of who you are, and feel that information received and embraced by them. There is never, ever judgment with our guardians, just love and compassion and infinite understanding. And give thanks to your guides, to all, to the universe, to yourself for having the courage, the sensibility to come to this place of reunification today. To to fulfill your dreams and your wish for deeper, higher, more intimate connection. You know that you will come back to this cottage, to this room, to this place in between, and you will meet your guides one by one by one, that you will do this meditation again and again, and you will receive more and more information, and more importantly, more love. As you prepare to leave, ask your guide right now how you will know them as you go about your busy day. What is the scent? What is the flower or the tree? The color of the ray? What is the animal, the bird, the totem? How will I know you? How do you communicate with me as I'm running around? And listen. And thank them. Thank them for this information, knowing that you are welcome here at any time. Now you stand up and you walk around the table and you embrace your guides full on. You walk out the front door and you go outside. You've walked down those beautiful stairs. You walk down the garden path, down your beautiful dirt road, back to your house, to your home. Caring and knowing and loving your precious guides. They're with you, and they're with you always. I am Gabrielle.
Ooh, welcome.
And welcome to you, beloved. And yes, I am Lily of Love, Trumpet of Truth, but Messenger of One. And I step forward also, not as Central Administrator, but as Messenger. And I speak to you, all of you, on behalf of your beautiful guardians and the whole array of forms, of scents, of colors, of animals, of totems that they take in order to communicate with you, in order to approach and accompany you in this walk in human form. All of us are at your beck and call because all of us are involved and fully committed to the anchoring and fulfillment of the plan of the Mother. But sweet angels of light, angels of love, you have your team. and your guides and guardian angels appear to you in ways that are in keeping with your pathway and the expression of what you deem as sacred, holy, personal. They speak to you in ways that allow you to build the relationship and to acquire the guidance that is helpful to you. This is their sole responsibility and delight. It is what they have committed to eons ago, and that commitment has never wavered or changed. Now, often I have said to thee that I do not wish to be an underemployed archangel. Well, this is also true of your gods. This is their mission and purpose. It is to assist you in ways that are wondrous and caring and appropriate. And they will literally move heaven and earth and other planets as well, in order to communicate and reach you. You are at a crucial period in the unfoldment of the Mother's plan. We all are. In the unfoldment of Terra Gaia, of the new you, of Nova being. And in that shift is the conscious communication, participation, revelry and fun with your circle of guardians. It would be crazy, child, for you not to take full advantage of those who love you so deeply and dearly. So on behalf of the legions of guardians, I ask of you to invite them in to participate, that you do not feel that you walk alone, that clarity is an ever-present situation and way of being, that the guidance that you so desperately seek for the help that you need during this earth walk is fully available to you. Do not forget the circle that has been your family forever. We are with you. And go in peace.
Well, thank you, Gabrielle.
Oh, child, I am delighted to speak.
Well,
so,
go
ahead.
I just wanted to mention that it's important to realize that not every piece of information is going to be epic-level, profound message. It could be very simple, and just to allow the really simple messages to come through too, like you're a great mom, or you know, way to go and things are going to go well, or anything really easy.
It can be as simple as you forgot your keys.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick up bread on the way home.
Exactly. Or go this way to the grocery store instead of that way.
Yes. Because very often your guardians are dealing with immediacy, but understand they have the longer view. So they know that if you take this route in terms of traveling to or from, that you will avoid accidents, or it will be prettier, or that they will assume a form to fly in front of your windscreen. So yes, dear heart. Epic. What is epic?
Epic, an epic level story like the Iliad. You know, the kind of you know, very big mythological kind of representation, a parable kind of, you know, epic story. The Bible.
Yes. But epic is also all those little things. It is all the compilation of a life.
Right.
And it is when you pay attention to the details. It is when you have the joy and love in your heart that your being and your life becomes epic. So pay attention, dear hearts.
Yes, you know, okay, so the whole idea, attention to detail, there's two ways to look at that. I do want to pay attention to the detail of the signs that show up in my now moments. I do not care to pay attention to the detail of what's happening and how on the planet. That I have to let go of.
Oh, we are not suggesting that you get caught up in the morass of drama that has been the human addiction for eons. When we are suggesting that you pay attention to the details, we are talking about the details of your unfoldment, your choices, your
exactly.
life, and those who surround you. That is what is epic, and that is what makes an epic tale. That you watch the 6 o'clock news to watch war and mayhem on the TV does not make epic.
No. It's true. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. That's a beautiful reminder and a wonderful meditation. And I'm just very happy to get this reminder. And I really hope that it's helpful for our listeners.
Remember, each of you are epic. You are a magnificent, unique creation. And there is no being in or out of form that is like you.
You know what? I fully accept that, and I accept it because in my meditations, the epic level of merging with you and with all of you and the masters and the angels, and in that way, my energy does indeed become global, epic, universal, gigantic, unstoppable because the full power of the light is in me and with me and in everything I do.
And in that conjoining, child, our experience is epic.
Yes. Gorgeous.
Go with my love.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Farewell.
May the long time sun shine upon